جزاكم الله خيرا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين أمين، بارك الله فيكم، جزاكم الله خيرا for those lovely du'as. الله أكبر. الله gives us another opportunity. May Allah make it beneficial. الحمد لله. We were learning about the أنبياء عليهم الصلوات من الله والتسليمات. And we were mentioning how the Quran al-Kareem is muhimin and qayyim. The Quran has been preserved and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah defends the Anbiya alayhim as-salam in the Quran al-Kareem. So yes, we all know about the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, but very important is for us to learn more about them and actually to share their message, to share the incidents of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam with the world. Not only with the Muslim, but everyone needs to learn. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem about the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Makkah Mukarramah used to learn the ayat of the Quran, the Makki surahs of the Quran al-Kareem in Darul Nadwa, in Darul Arqam. And this would strengthen their iman. That's why the topics and the themes of the Makki surahs are a lot to do with Jannah, Akhirah, the afterlife, Allah's greatness, Allah's grandeur, yaqeen. And this motivated them, alhamdulillah. Some of the ahkam of Allah came during the Meccan stage, but the ahkam and the rulings of Sharia came more predominantly in the Medinan stage. So today we are to learn about certain Anbiya alayhim as-salam that actually are not in the present day previous books. Like the previously we discussed Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, what the previous book states and how the Quran al-Kareem defends them. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, how our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, how the Quran al-Kareem defends Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we learn about another Nabi who's mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem 7 times, but the previous book has not much mention, has no mention of this Nabi of Allah ta'ala. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam. 124,000 Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. But when they make the claim that the Quran is fully taken from them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to go to these Jewish and Christian scholars, and this is where he learned about the Quran, about the incidents of the Anbiya, and then he put it into the Quran. Obviously, that claim is ludicrous, is unacceptable, because the Quran corrects the previous books. The Quran quotes the Anbiya differently. Almost every report will find that the previous book has gone off at some pertinent point. So the Quran corrects it. So the Quran is not taken from the previous book. The Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the previous books were from Allah. But Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم woe to those who write the book with their own hands, meaning they make it up. And when they make up what they want to add and subtract in the book, then they falsely claim, ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله, then they falsely claim that this is from Allah, this is from God. Allah says, woe to them, مما كتبت أيديهم, for what their hands have written, فويل لهم مما يكسبون, and woe to them for what they earn thereby. So there's an amazing incident, and this is mentioned by Allama Qurtubi in his tafsir under the verse, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ, verily we have revealed the book, the Quran. And the Quran is the reminder. It's one of the accolades, the descriptions of the Quran in the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and verily it will be we that will preserve it most definite. Under this, there's an incident where Al-Ma'mun, who was the ruler of the Muslim world for a period of time, in the latter 2nd century after Hijrah, so he was the son of Harun al-Rashid, the famous Harun al-Rashid. And Ma'mun used to have a program where anyone who researched, who did some studies, could come and present something. This was good in its way, but certain times, because there was this platform, certain people misused this platform. So there were negativities to that platform, and there were some positivities like this one, where among the people that presented was a Jewish individual. He studied his sciences, and in that, Al-Ma'mun called him and invited him to Islam. We find this common in the life of the pious of the past. And not even just the pious. Everyone had this objective that the truth has to be known. The truth, subhanAllah, even Sahaba had the jazbah, this beautiful Quran that Allah has given us. Who will make them listen to it? Who will make them hear it? Sahaba had an ambition that everyone must hear the Quran, because the messages of the Quran is for the world. But today, sadly, we have a misconception that it is for us, and we've hoarded it for ourselves. Imagine, Sahaba said, who will make them hear it? So we have to seize opportunities to show it to them. And how beautiful is the Quran? How it brings peace, how it brings happiness. It resolves and solves all problems and issues and troubles. It has the solution for the problems of humanity. It's enshrined in Allah's Kalam, the unadulterated, preserved, protected book of Allah, the Quran. This individual said, no, I have my own religion. Ma'mun respected that. See, the duty of the Muslim, even in the Muslim lands of the past, they would give the message, they would never force. Non-Muslims were safe under Muslim rule. Many a time, non-Muslims would come and live under Muslims because they found justice. The next year, there was another program like that, and this individual also presented. But he was dressed well, Islamically, according to the Sunnah, and even through the way he spoke, it was clear that his religion had been transformed, and he had come onto the truth. So Al-Ma'mun called him and said, what had happened, brother? He said, no, I have embraced, as it is obvious to you. He says, no, I noticed that, but after I spoke to you and you refused vehemently, he says, I carried out an exercise. He says, what was it? He says, I am a professional scribe, a calligrapher. And I said, let me do this experiment. I took the book of the Jewish community, the Torah. Now today it's all published in one, the Torah and what they call the Injil. Not the original, this is what they have left from all the, changes and addings and subtractions. But anyway, he took the book of the Jewish people and he wrote for them in calligraphy an entire copy. He says, but I intentionally added here and subtracted there in quite a few places. And then I went to the community and the seniors and I showed them my works. They marveled at it. They were amazed. They said, we want more of this. Can you arrange us more copies? And I charged them an exorbitant rate. And they took it, wholesale. They took, they were prepared. They took it. I realized this can never be the word of God. It's not protected. I tried the same with the New Testament, the Injil. And that was the same result. I said, let me try the same exercise with the Muslim community. And when I went to the ulama, to the scholars, to the seniors, they asked me, what is this that you are doing? This is blasphemy. This is not the book of Allah. This is not the Quran. And I was reprimanded for it. But he says, I took my lesson from there. And that was my exercise. And I mentioned to them, this is what I did. And this is how he embraced Islam. Because he realized that this book of Allah is preserved. SubhanAllah. That's where we have the book of Allah. And the Sunnah Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is what I have left for you. The Quran and the Sunnah. And this is what we have to share with the world. So who's this blessed Nabi of Allah Ta'ala who is mentioned in the Quran Kareem 7 times? He was a handsome man. He was also a trader. Tajiran, Jamil as-Surah. He looked just like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And he lived 464 years. 464 sana. And SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala mentions him and Allah Ta'ala tells us how he spoke to his people. So quite a few times Allah Ta'ala tells us about this Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Now interestingly, most of the time when the Quran Kareem brings this Nabi of Allah, he comes after the discussion of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was not long after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people were saved, isn't it? The people of Iman. He gave da'wah to the non-Muslims for 950 years, and yet he also made effort on his people who were the 80 believers, 40 male, 40 female. And they were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, Allahu Akbar, they came back onto land and only the believers were spared. They remained on iman for a long time. And then after that, they went astray. And this is the fear. Imagine, only the believers were spared. That means there were only believers left. But years later, they still went astray. That's why you and I cannot take this gift of iman for granted. We have to make the effort of iman. We have to strive for iman. We have to participate in the works of deen and the works of iman. Respected Ummah, even a dying man, the Quran Kareem tells us in Surah Al-Munafiqeen, in this chapter, and subhanAllah, this is chapter 63 of the Quran Kareem, and Allah teaches us the cure of hypocrisy in this chapter. And what's the cure of hypocrisy? Is infaq. One of the cures is to spend what we love for Allah. Give of ourselves for Allah. Give what we love for Allah. And interestingly, we learn a beautiful rabt. Infaq, giving for Allah, is a cure of nifaq. When we give the thing we love for Allah, to give leftovers, to give other things we don't need and so forth, mashallah, Allah will reward you for giving for Allah. But when we give what we love, that is the love of Allah, the better one, the one we prefer, the one we like, that one we gave, subhanAllah. We find this common in the Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum. And then in this chapter 63, the Quran Kareem tells us about a man leaving this world. He beseeches Allah, send me back. And Allah, if you send me back to the world, فَأَصَّدَّقْ, I will give for you. What will he give for Allah? I'll give my wealth for you. I'll give my time for you. I'll give my capabilities for you. I'll give my know-how for you. The position you gave me in the world, I'll use it for you. Now he wants to give for Allah. SubhanAllah. But it's too late. He's passed on already. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah, I'll join the righteous. I'll join the pious. That's the request of the dying man. While Allah gives us another day, respected Ummah, my mothers, my fathers, consider it that it could be our last. It could be our last. Make a difference out there. Alhamdulillah. So join in the works of iman. Join in the works of deen. What happens here was, imagine, after only the believers being spared, later on in their progeny, people go astray. Ya Allah, ya Allah. So never think, oh, I'm Muslim, my grandchildren are going to die with iman. No, my great-grandchildren will definitely have iman. No, it's not a guarantee. It's a worry. It's a concern. It's a cry. It's a pain. This is what the effort of iman is about. We have to worry. Ya Allah, we don't even know. Ya Allah. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Alayhi was driving down the road one day. And there were a few students with him. And they noticed some drunkards, and they were swaying from side to side and falling and collapsing. You know, it's a despicable sight, sadly. We have to take pity on people like that, you know, who don't know, and they do this, Ya Allah. Allah give them hidayah. And in this, students were laughing. So Hazrat looked at them and said, don't laugh. See, don't mock at people. Why would you laugh? They said, it really looks despicable. He says, you see, don't look down upon anyone. We don't even know the condition in which we will die upon. Will we die with iman? They could become the greatest of awliya. We could be deprived of our iman. So worrying for iman is the way of our righteous people. But the lesson I'm drawing here for you, my respected ummah, is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, only the believers were spared. Years later, even they went astray and they started involving in idolatry. Now, have you guessed so far, or have you pondered, respected Ummah, who is this Nabi of Allah? Most of the time, he is mentioned after Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Kareem, and he came to a nation called Aad. And this handsome, great Nabi of Allah, who was a trader, and Allah chose him, subhanallah, he is none other than Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. We have to love the Anbiya. We have to love the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. That was what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, that the Anbiya are my brothers. And when we remember them with great respect, الله أكبر. The أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام, the أنبياء عليهم السلام will call on to this ummah to testify for them on Judgment Day. And how proud that will make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That will make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy. That Anbiya will tell him, Ya Rasulallah, oh our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our own ummah deserted us, but your ummah stood for us. How much of joy that would bring to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected Ummah, you could be a trader, doctor, lawyer, physician, scientist, whatever your faculty. Allah gives you an opportunity. Remember, you're reaching out there to the people. You're having this opportunity where you have the outreach on a daily basis. Have your intention clear and motivate yourself. You're reading Surah Yasin. See what Allah says in Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they came from the outskirts of the city. Allah highlights a man who wasn't a Nabi there, but how he motivated the community. And he made them think that what do these people want from you? They want nothing in return. They're not demanding any remuneration from you. They're sincerely coming to you. Listen to their message. Allah highlights his endeavor in the Quran. How much Allah loves this. So you go to your office today. But the main intention must be with risk. MashaAllah. Our Imam Sahib read this morning in the Fajr Salah Surah Jumu'ah. And Allah Ta'ala says, yes, trade and all that is permissible. But قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. What is by Allah is better. And what you invest by Allah is a definite investment. It's perpetual. It's guaranteed. And the returns are much, much more. So much more that you cannot even fathom how much more respected. Ummah. So this amazing Nabi of Allah, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, repeatedly Allah Ta'ala tells us about him in the Quran Kareem, Subhanallah, where he comes to the people after كَذَّبَتْ قُومُ نُوحٍ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. And in other chapters also, Surah A'raf, Surah Hud, the beginning of the 12 Jews of the Quran Kareem. But here even in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, famous verses, كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. عَاد denied all the Anbiya. Now, interestingly, Allah is saying, Aad denied all the Anbiya, al-Mursaleen, that is plural. Why? They denied Hazrat Hud, alayhi salam. But what this means is, if you deny one Nabi, you're denying all the Anbiya. Rejecting one is rejecting all. We're not allowed to reject any. That's why I tell your Christian colleague, friend, associate, partner, tenant, that see, we accept Hazrat Isa. You are denying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and denying one is rejecting all. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And their brother, the Anbiya, dealt with the people with brotherhood. Their brother, Allah says. And also brother because he comes from that community. So when you speak to people of your own community also, it has an impact. أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am to you an honest messenger of Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah. And follow me, obey me. I have come to teach you about Allah. And I don't want anything in return. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I'm not asking you for any remuneration. My reward, I only expect from my Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And then he advocates to them. See, you have these wonderful structures that you put up. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةٍ. They were only worried about putting up big, big structures, lofty buildings, ayah. And they would waste their time and mock people. دَعْبَثُونَ. Mocking people. Anybody going past, they were condescending. And then they put a lot of huge structures. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ. Qatada says masani' refers to water tanks. And Mujahid says masani' refers to strong palaces. Masna, places of manufacturing, some sort of factories. But Mufassirin interpreted because of them understanding the history behind it. So Mujahid says this refers to the strong, huge palaces they used to build. La'allakum takhludun. La'allakum takhludun is so that you may live forever. But Allama Mahalli is saying here, ka'annakum takhludun. So that as though you're building this, as though you will live forever. Do you think you're going to stay in this world forever? And then How do you deal with people arrogantly? Oh, my people, don't do that. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when you seize people, you seize them with no pity and mercy, arrogantly, haughtily. Don't do that, my people. Be kind to humanity. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Respected Ummah, respected entrepreneur, Allah gave you that structure you live in, that beautiful structure. MashaAllah, Allah blessed you. Allah gave you your factory. Allah gave you your company. When we sit there, think, Allah, you've given me this. Let me use it in a manner that pleases you. Let me treat people in a manner that pleases you. And then go to the ulama kiram, learn the life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn the life of the senior sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, most of whom were prominent businessmen as well. Many of them, subhanallah, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, all alhamdulillah traded, interacted, you know, in different faculties, alhamdulillah. But deen was their priority. That's why in the Surah Jumu'ah, we were listening today, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, tell them, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ But what is by Allah is better, subhanallah. But Allah's Nabi says to them, fear Allah and obey me. And fear Allah who has helped you, blessed you in so many ways. Allah blessed you بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ with livestock, with children, beautiful gardens, beautiful farms, springs. I fear for you, my people. If you don't change, a severe punishment will come. They said, please, Hud, alayhi salam, enough of this now. We're not interested. Stop talking. Because whether you speak or you remain silent, we are not prepared to listen to you. قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ Whether you give us your mu'idhas here, your advices or not, we're not prepared to listen. لَا نَرَعَوِي لِوَعْضِكَ We're not prepared. What you're saying is not true. Nothing is going to happen. There's no punishment coming. Stop it. Don't lie to us. And they denied. Allah sent the punishment. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ And this is a great sign. Allah wants us to learn from you. When in haughtiness and pride and flamboyance we don't change, we're going to get punished. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ So Allah destroyed them. And astonishingly, Allah destroyed them with the powerful winds that came. Severe tornadoes and winds that came. Despite them being so strong and so powerful and so huge and so enormous in size, subhanallah, they were so strong. But despite all of their strength, their power, their haughtiness, nothing could save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala's punishment came, Allah ta'ala, just the winds of Allah ta'ala just uplifted them, raised them, threw them, and they were totally, completely destroyed. That's why we have to make right with Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, see, this was their haughtiness. Amma ad, they became so haughty on this earth. This is in chapter 41. And they used to say, who has more strength than us? Man ashaddu minna quwwa. And they denied our signs. Allah says, we sent this loud winds, rihan sarsara, in constant days, fi ayamin nahisat, constantly, night and day, 7 days perpetually, linudhiqahum adhab al-khizi fil hayat al-dunya, to give them the taste of the disgraceful punishment in this world. And definitely the punishment of akhirah is worse, and they will not be availed there. This powerful nation were destroyed with the winds of Allah. One of the points about Hazrat Hud, some say he was the first to speak Arabic, but the preferred view was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam spoke Arabic. But that is a difference among the historians. Is Hazrat Hud the first to speak Arabic, or was it Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam? Now I want you to think, and when you're making tilawat also, which is the Nabi of Allah who's mentioned in the Quran most of the time? After Hazrat Hud, after Quran mentions Hazrat Hud, and for the hafizahs of the Quran Kareem, this will make it easy for you. You know, after Hazrat Hud alayhi salam story is the next of the Nabi of Allah most of the time. And that inshallah we're going to discuss tomorrow inshallah, if Allah gives us the life and the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give us opportunities to serve His deen. So then the Nabi of Allah after Hud, who is that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala who came and gave da'wah to His people? May Allah give us all tawfiq to do the work of the Anbiya. And the greatest work of every Nabi is da'wah ilallah. Allah ki was tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya.